Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Thousands tune into our programs each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. You are listening to this broadcast in English, but we also broadcast in 20 other languages to some of the most unreached areas of the world. Places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and more. Why do we do it? Because we have God's promise that His Word will not return to Him empty. It will accomplish what He sends it to do. And you know something? We have ample proof that His promise is true. Recently, I learned of a small group of Christ followers in the country of Libya who listened to our Arabic language programs. They contacted the producers of the programs to let them know that our radio programs refresh and empower them spiritually. They reminded us that many people across the Arabic-speaking world live in difficult situations like they do. But they wanted us to know that the radio programs help them to boldly proclaim the good news of the gospel and help them to be a light in a dark place. You know, I praise God for this report because these people are living proof of the power of the gospel. They are undeniable proof that Jesus is who He said He is, the Son of the Almighty God. And even though hostile governments may try to suppress the gospel, it is still reaching the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and transforming them from sinners into saints. Hallelujah. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John. But before he does that, let's pause to pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You for these listeners in the country of Libya. We are thankful that they're being encouraged in their walk of faith by listening to the Bible teaching programs in Arabic. We're thankful that they're boldly proclaiming to others the gospel that has transformed their lives. What a privilege to bless and encourage them in this way. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the Word for us, I pray that You will open our hearts to the truth. I pray for my listening friend that if he or she is still questioning whether Jesus really exists, that they would better understand this reality through today's teaching, and that today would be the day they would make that life-changing decision. Bring about that transformation in their life today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
Some people are too quick to accept anything that comes along. They don't ask for proof. They are like a bird flitting everywhere. Everything is attractive, and they accept it too quickly. Some are too slow to accept. They refuse to recognize proof when they see it. It is a state of a mind, a closed mind. We ought to be careful. That certainly is true. But we ought also to be convincible. That is, when the proofs are presented to us, we should accept those proofs clearly, wholeheartedly, and convincedly. Now, turn in your Bible and follow me. Listen carefully as I read John 1, 43-51. The day after, Jesus desired to go forth into Galilee, and He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found Him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said to him, Where dost thou know me from? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. And he said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. In the passage of Scripture that I read, we can find clear proofs that Jesus of Nazareth is the one we look for. I would like to point them out to you. First is Jesus' word. He said to Philip, Follow me. You will notice that Jesus was in Galilee when he said that. He found Philip there along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, because the town Bethsaida was a town on the shores of Galilee. First, I'd like to focus our attention on these two words that Jesus spoke to Philip. Follow me. There must have been something compelling about those words, or about the tone of the voice Jesus used, because Philip, without any hesitation, followed Jesus. Yes, I would say there's something compelling about those words when they come from Jesus. Follow me! And Philip followed. He was, as I say, from this town of Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. It was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. But today there's nothing much there. The town is completely covered over with the debris of the years. But the word of Jesus to Philip comes through clear today. It's the same word. Follow me. I want you to hear that word. There's another proof. Philip's witness. Philip was convinced. The word of Jesus convinced him. And Philip set out to find a friend. He found him, Nathanael, and he witnessed to him. It's real, he said. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We have found him. I want you to notice how broadly Philip related Jesus to the Bible. He said Moses wrote about him. He said the prophets wrote about him. Indeed, they did. Philip's witness was exactly correct. He said then to Nathanael, when Nathanael doubted, he said, Come and see. He could not understand, that is, Nathanael could not understand how any good thing could come out of Nazareth. Nazareth was not a famous town in those days. It was a crossroads of the nations, all right, because the trade routes passed close by. It was a crossroads of the Gentiles. And a man's town seems to be important, too, for Nathanael could not understand how anyone could come out of Nazareth that would be worth very much. But Philip's witness, come and see, put the responsibility on Nathanael. He went. On the basis of Philip's witness, he went. And then there is a third proof. Jesus' wisdom. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he commended him by these words, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Now that is an attainment. There's hardly any question about that. To have this kind of commendation from Jesus, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile, this is outstanding. Nathanael was puzzled until Jesus explained to him that he saw him under the fig tree. He was so overcome then that he cried out, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." He was right. The wisdom of Jesus convinced him, and he made confession that was absolutely correct. But Jesus had more instruction for him. Jesus said to him, "You haven't seen much yet. There is much more ahead, Nathanael. You will see greater things than these. You will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." My friend, this is a very serious consideration, because Nathanael was convinced by the wisdom of Jesus. He knew him. Jesus knew him. Yes, my friend, and he knows you. He understands more about you than you understand about yourself. Here are proofs enough for you. Jesus' words to Philip, "Come down to us. Follow me." I'd like to take his place and say to you, as Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see." I hope you will come, so that Jesus will be able to speak to your heart like he spoke to Nathanael's heart.
My friend, are you willing to consider the claims of Jesus on your life? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? That was Nathanael's confession, and it was very important. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10:9-10 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, confession with the mouth is very important in the process of becoming a child of God. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching, would you like an audio CD or a printed copy of it? Then just write and ask for the teaching by its title, What Proof? And we would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, What Proof? It's available in print or on an audio CD. And if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer there. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3. Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, What Proof? And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with this question, Do you need a sign? And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.